Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. White House pushes back on Russian Taliban bounty report. We have the story.
Wearing masks in public will be mandatory in Kansas beginning Friday. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita police are seeking suspects in two homicides. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A heat advisory goes into effect across south central Kansas with temperatures running more than 10 to 12 degrees above average. Our full forecast is on the way in a few minutes.
Police are investigating a shooting in South Wichita this morning around 4:10 a.m. Police were called to a Quick Trip store at Hydraulic and Wassel. It appears the victim had been shot in a nearby parking lot. At about the same time, a shooting victim walked into Via Christi St. Joseph Hospital. Police were looking for a male suspect. The victim transferred to Via Christi St. Francis in fair condition. After a New York Times report said Russian spies were offering bounties to Taliban members to kill Americans, the White House says the president didn't know about them. Fox's Kevin Cork reports from Washington the head of the CIA and the director of national intelligence are complaining about leaks that led to the reporting.
From the director of national intelligence, he's actually written a statement, and that statement reads in part, "The selective leaking of any classified information disrupts the vital interagency work to collect, assess, and mitigate threats and places our forces at risk. It is also, simply put, a crime." He goes on to say that investigation does continue, though it has been compromised, and he adds that the president will be briefed at an appropriate time.
Sources tell the Associated Press the White House was aware of intelligence on Russian bounties.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is mandating that people wear masks in public beginning Friday to stop the spread of COVID-19.
The governor says this doesn't change where you can go or what you can do, but if you are around other people, you must wear a mask.
We are now trending upward, and this is not good news. As a state, we've had 210 clusters, 101 of which are currently active. These clusters account for over 6,000 cases, 440 hospitalizations, and 201 deaths.
The governor said her administration will issue specific guidelines later this week and will work with the state attorney general's office to implement the policy. She adds that local officials would enforce the policy. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
42-year-old Manuel Vargas Avila was shot and killed in Plainview Park in southeast Wichita. Police Captain Jason Stevens says the call originally came in as a stabbing after a man found the victim on a park bench.
He likely had been engaged in some sort of disturbance with multiple individuals in the park at that time and was probably shot late in the evening Saturday night and then found Sunday early afternoon.
Vargas Avila had suffered multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators believe this was not a random incident. This was Wichita's 26th criminal homicide case this year.
And a 25-year-old man shot and killed during an argument in a driveway in northeast Wichita. Captain Stevens says it happened after 5 in the morning yesterday, northeast of 21st and Woodlawn, in the 6900 block of East Aysbury Circle. The victim and his girlfriend were at the home of a friend when two male suspects arrived.
There was a disturbance at that address over property issues, and he was shot by the unknown suspect, who was a white male in his 30s.
Investigators believe this was not a random incident. Wichita has now recorded 27 homicides in 26 weeks so far this year, including the last two coming on back-to-back days.
Police are investigating another shooting that took place in Seattle's Chop Zone. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
Enough is enough. That's the message from Seattle's chief of police as she reacts to the fourth shooting in the so-called Chop Zone in the past week and a half. The latest happening early Monday morning. Investigators responded to the scene and discovered a Jeep Cherokee covered in bullet holes. Witnesses claim several people had fired shots into the SUV. The victims, a 14-year-old male and a 16-year-old male, were eventually taken away from the Chop Zone in private vehicles. One was taken to a meeting point with Seattle Fire Department. The other was taken to the hospital. While the 14-year-old is still recovering, the 16-year-old later died at the hospital. Chief of Police Carmen Best saying they need to be able to get back into the area before the situation gets more out of hand.
A spokesman for Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin says the Chop Zone may only last a few more weeks. The Chop Zone is an occupation protest covering several blocks in Seattle. KNSS News Time now, 8:04.
Will college athletics proceed this fall? We'll get some thoughts on that coming up in sports.
Authorities have identified the body of a missing swimmer found in Lake Afton. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Authorities have identified the body of a missing swimmer found in Lake Afton. A Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office spokesman says 29-year-old Zachariah Shepherd of Andover disappeared in the water around 2 a.m. Saturday as he tried to swim across Lake Afton. His body was found Sunday afternoon.
The Wichita City Council is facing big budget challenges thanks to the pandemic, which has put a big dent in tax revenues. Mayor Brandon Whipple telling KNSS News.
So coming into this job, they told me we had like $30 million in the bank. They told me we're recession-proof. You know, we had a complete, supposed to be a nice and easy year. But right now, the coronavirus has really messed up the projected budget by about, I think, $5 to $11 million is roughly what we have to cut from this year. And then next year, it's like, I think we're looking at another $15 to $16 million.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A white couple in Missouri pointed guns at protesters marching by their home.
Mark McCloskey says he and his wife Patricia were facing an angry mob on their private street and feared for their lives after he says they broke a gate to his estate. Video on social media shows Mark McCloskey pointing an AR-15-style rifle and Patricia brandishing a handgun. Mark shouts at protesters as some in the diverse crowd urge the group to ignore them and move on. Police say they're investigating the matter as trespassing and intimidation by assault against the couple. Protesters were on the way to the home of St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson, demanding she resign for publicly revealing names and addresses of people who support defunding the police. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A man in Louisiana fishing for online clout crossed the line in a sporting goods store.
26-year-old Kevin Wise, looking to boost his following on social media app TikTok, said if his post got 2,000 or more likes, he'd do something wild. That something was to jump into the giant indoor aquarium at a Bass Pro Shop in Bossier City and take a swim. Well, he got the likes and came through, plunging into that 13,000-gallon tank, climbed out, then ran from the store in wet clothes. Police were able to catch up with him as the store says it cost them to empty that tank and clean it. Weiss was charged with simple criminal damage to property and released with a citation to appear in court. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue avoiding the area this morning where we had a traffic accident. This was MacArthur and West Street. In fact, Sedgwick County dispatchers asking motorists to avoid that area for the time being after we had a couple of vehicles involved in an injury traffic accident there. Continue to avoid that area for the next little bit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As warm, moist air continued to lift into south-central Kansas, we were seeing a few thunderstorms develop to the south and east of us. Today really heats up, though. A heat advisory goes into effect with a high 103, the heat index 105 to 110. Warm and breezy tonight, Tarlo 74, 101 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind gusting to 26 miles per hour and 77 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Tuesday morning, June 30th, last day of June, last day of the first half of the year. In fact, we had another hot, windy day across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 97 degrees. Normal high for the date is 91. And, of course, as you've been listening to our news this morning and our weathercast, we do have a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. Make sure you get plenty of water, even if you don't get outside today. You can get dehydrated. On this date in 1980, Wichita was torched by a temperature of 110 degrees, a record for the month of June. Right behind were the 26th and 27th, with highs of 109. Wichita would break the 100-degree mark 46 times that summer. The summer of 1980, whew, boy, was that tough. The heat was so hideous that from June 24th to July 20th, highs reached or exceeded 100 degrees every day except July 2nd. Mm-hmm. Had the high on July 2nd reached 100, it reached 98. Then Wichita would have set a record for most consecutive days of 100 degrees or more with 27. There you go.
110.
Hot summer.
That was getting toasty.
No. Hot summer of 1980.
I certainly remember that very vividly.
I do too. It was a tough, tough summer. And I had a lot of things going on in my career that didn't make it any nicer. So won't go into that right now. I was talking about renaming schools and across the country that have names of presidents who were slaveholders. It's interesting, the Wilson at Princeton University, Woodrow Wilson, they're going to think renaming that. Apparently he didn't do enough to allow minority students.
He was a terrible racist.
He was a racist, I guess, according to history. So they may rename that. Of course, we have a school named Jefferson Grade School here in Wichita, or elementary school, where you and I both attended at different times.
That's right.
At different times. I was there in the second grade, which was to be about 1956, 57. And what grade were you there in at Jefferson?
Kindergarten.
So I was there for half a year.
I was there for a year.
Mm. So we both went to Jefferson School. On that playground is where I suffered my first concussion. At the age of 7.
What were you doing?
Well, we were in a playground and horsing around at recess, and the guy came up behind me and got both my arms behind my back in a full Nelson. And I'm leaning over forward trying to get away, and my brother Jerry, always the helper, comes up and grabs his arms. So I did a little header right into the sand and
Doink.
Right there on the. Woke up, I don't know, several minutes later. He said I was out for a while.
Yeah, were you seeing stars and birdies flying around?
I had, Ted, the most hideous headache I have ever had in my life.
That's not good.
Went back to class and made it through till lunchtime. I was, an hour and a half or so? I don't know how I did it because I was out of it.
And then,
got in the car with my mom to go home for lunch. She took one look at me and said, "What is wrong with you, Stephen?" I said,
"Yeah, you just..."
"Well, I don't know." She said, "You're white as a
Got
ghost."
Got your bell rang.
Yeah.
Bell rung.
And my brother Jerry says, "Yeah, he fell down at recess." I said, "Yep." So, the doctor came over and saw me and said, kid's had a concussion. Nothing you can do. Just had to wait it out. And for about the next 14 hours, I was in misery.
Ooh. Mm. But it finally went away? Did they treat you at all? Or?
No, nothing to do. I just had a concussion.
Okay.
And... that was the first one. I think I had at least one more when I was playing.
I had pretty good memories of that playground. I enjoyed the Jefferson.
It was a good playground.
Had a good jungle gym.
Excellent jungle.
Monkey bars. No, that was good stuff.
Jungle gym.
That was good stuff back there.
Excellent standard. Now, how about
is there any clamor to rename Jefferson Elementary?
I haven't heard
Wichita?
Any yet.
I haven't
sure
heard anything.
They probably will after they hear Steve and Ted talking about it. Of course, you could rename it Steve and Ted Elementary. Wouldn't hurt our feelings at all, would it?
No.
Well, we'd have a school named after us, so it would be nice.
Give kids something to aspire to.
That's right. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And with us this morning
is Tanya J. Powers talking about how many people will return to the gym following coronavirus closures. Good morning, Tanya J. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
So, thank you.
So
how many people will return? I don't go to the gym first place, so I won't return. But is anybody going to go back, you think?
Well, I think it kind of depends on the area. I think it also may depend on what the gyms require when you go back. There was a survey that it appears on the Fox website. Now, it's important to note this is not a official Fox poll.
Okay.
This is not done by us. This was done by One Poll, which is basically they do polls for like PR stuff. And they found that this was not a scientific, poll like one that we would do for politics or something like that. So it's important to note that on the front end. But they talked to 2,000 Americans who exercise at least twice a week, and they asked them, about their attitude about being in the gym, in the coronavirus age, so to speak. One in three of them said that they'll be likely to go less than they were before coronavirus pandemic happened. Four in 10 said that they're not going to be deterred by this whole virus thing and that they're going to go to the gym at least as much as they were going before, or if not more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you don't stay too close to somebody, you'll be all right. But on the other hand, all that sweating and all those yucky equipment and all that stuff.
I think it's the breathing that would worry a lot of people especially if you aren't wearing a mask or the person you're exercising near isn't wearing a mask. That was another part of the survey when they talked to these people. 42% of those polls said that they have a home gym set up that they prefer over their membership gym. As far as masks goes, 29% said they're anti-mask, but that they would wear one if their gym required it. 20% said they do, wear a mask and that they would wear one at the gym reluctantly. 26% said that they are for masks, but they won't go to any gym that does not require them. So it's kind of split on the mask wearing thing. Overall, 62% of them said that they believe wearing masks in gyms will help against the spread of COVID-19. So at least, they seem to majority of them know that it would be better. You could curb the spread by wearing a mask, but as far as actually wanting to wear one, it's the consensus is kind of I'll wear one if the gym makes me.
All right. Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate it. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, talking about the virus and the gyms and closures and so forth. It's 8:19 with Steve and Ted now. And we're supposed to start masking up here Friday, according to the governor. We'll find out more about that when we find out what the guidelines are. All right, it's time for sports now with Ted Woodward here on KNSS. Ted?
Yeah, we heard this morning from Fred VanVleet, former Wichita State Shocker, of course now with the NBA champion Toronto Raptors. NBA is set to restart its season 1 month from today. VanVleet talks about issues including Black Lives Matter. He says players and believe in that cause probably shouldn't be playing this season, but he says that's kind of not realistic.
I think the sentiment for us is just, to organize what we have here as a team, as a unit, as brothers that come together to organize. If we're going to be put on display as a unit, we have to organize and come up with some key points and calls to action of what we believe in. I think overall, just making sure that it's not forgotten, it's not swept under the rug. We know basketball is a distraction. Naturally, that's just what it is. So going forward, how do we make sure that we're still, being responsible and taking care of our responsibilities?
The National Hockey League revealing just how many players have tested positive for the coronavirus in recent weeks. Hockey ready for a restart.
The NHL Monday revealing 26 players have tested positive for the coronavirus since June 8th, the start of Phase 2 of the league's return to play plan. All athletes were self-isolated and following league and public safety protocols. Now, of those 26, 15 utilized their team facilities for small group workouts as allowed by Phase 2. Meantime, reports the NHL will choose Toronto and Las Vegas as their quarantine hub cities for their restart later this summer. Boston Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy weighing in on that.
For different cities,
But at the end of the day, we're going to go where they tell us and be ready to play.
The NHL is set to enter phase three of their return to play plan. That's training camps on July 10th. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Will we see college athletics this fall, or will there be cancellations? Here's Paul Feinbaum, ESPN SEC radio host.
I think you'll see more of what we saw Friday with Morehouse, because many of these smaller schools, Hannah, can't afford it. We all know this is a very expensive thing to properly test, and there's some doubt whether anyone is properly testing. So I think this is you'll see a continuum of more schools say we can't handle it. I think you're already seeing some cancellations. You'll see more, especially these early games where the big-time Power 5 programs are paying up to $2 million a year to bring a school in for a win, and there really won't be anybody at the game. So I think it's only the beginning.
And a happy birthday today to one of the basketball greats from Kansas State University. Mitch Richmond is 55 years old today. Only played 2 years for K-State, but still in the top 10 in all-time in scoring. And led the Wildcats to the Elite Eight.
Terrific player.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Number 5 overall pick out of K-State to the Golden State Warriors. NBA Rookie of the Year. 6-time All-Star. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And he averaged 21 points per game in the pros. Ooh. Averaged 21 points a game. The great Mitch Richmond, the former Kansas State Wildcat. His birthday, he's 55 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Biden would be a disaster as president. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.